This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C, senor. Deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Information Complex, this is the Armstrong and Getty Show live. This Friday, the 12th of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. It won't be a bore in 24. Goodness knows. Jack will be joining us presently. That's a fancy way to say sooner or later. This morning, we're laboring under the tutelage of Honorary General Manager. How can I not go with O.J. Simpson? And I say that with all contempt for the unpunished murderer. Or was he unpunished? Well, he wasn't punished enough, certainly. More on that. Come. Got all sorts of great stuff to talk about today. Really excited about the show. Big finish here, Michael. We have everything from an hilarious blow-up on MSNBC having to do with inflation to the rather troubling issue of the divide in America between virtually 100% of Arab Americans being on the side of Hamas and many, many of the rest of us being on the side of Israel, and how that's going to be playing out, especially in what Christopher Wray described as the, you know, most highly concerning atmosphere he's ever seen for terrorist attacks. As part of that, trying to get Congress to reauthorize that FISA section. Yeah. I mean, but at the same time, it's got to ring true, doesn't it? With all the geopolitical conflict going on right now, and I don't mean like arguing or tough talk. I mean people killing each other in droves, openly at war, that sort of thing. So, spicy times indeed. Also, let's see, what else was I anxious to get to, especially... explaining how the explosion in asylum claims has happened over the last couple of years. If you're not familiar with this, the cartels and the would-be immigrants, well, not would-be immigrants, they are immigrants, have figured out that all they have to do is show up at the border and say, yeah, I'm under threat in my home country, I need asylum, which is very different from, hey, I kind of want to live in your country because I understand you got jobs here. But our system for dealing with that is wildly, wildly inadequate. Michael, door, please. Hey, look, everybody, it's Jack.
Well, I'm sure glad I didn't get shot.
What now?
So I was up in the middle of the night thinking I was going to throw up. for some reason.
Oh, boy.
And then I got my car. I'm driving to work. And, I mean, it was really overcoming me. And I thought, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm just going to throw up in my car, I guess. And then it was just right there.
A cleaning nightmare.
And I took an exit. And then it was red light, but I had to go, and I went the wrong way in a red light, and I pulled over, and I was on my hands and knees in somebody's yard spitting.
Oh.
I didn't vomit. I'm glad I didn't get shot, though.
This is a delightful tale so far. Go on.
And I did that for a while, and I thought, good. You know when you feel like you need to, and you want to at some point. I wanted to. I still want to, but I didn't. And I got back in my car. Glad nobody shot me. Some weird bald guy on his hands and knees in my yard.
Shot or arrested or...
Right.
Taken in on a 5150? Who knows?
God, all those years of drinking and debauchery, this never happened. Why is this happening to me now? Oh, my God.
Your sins, probably.
You think it's catching up with me?
Karma. No, it's terrible. You need to fire your immune system and hold interviews for a new one. Or something.
I did have one more piece of pizza than I should have last night. But with that wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't think so. Except, well, I was going to say with your gallbladder thing, but that would be pain, right? Not or would it be?
It might be this. That might be it. That could be it. The lack of a gallbladder to deal with grease and stuff. That's what your gallbladder does. It helps you deal with stuff that's too greasy. Squirts a little of that stuff in there to help dissolve it and whatever. And I don't have one
there of those. There it is.
Maybe it's that. This is the first time it's happened, though.
Welcome to Ask Dr. Joe. Next patient, please. I need to see 200 every day to satisfy my corporate overlords.
Do you ever find yourself in a position where you just like you're looking at yourself from the outside? I mean, I was just like, look at this scene. I'm on my hands and knees in someone's yard in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
I think those of us who practice a life of at least semi-self honesty, yes, we have moments where we say, how would you like to explain yourself right now?
Well, usually.
With the position you're in.
Usually.
Yes? Do you have anything to say? No, you don't, do you?
Usually throughout my life, it was pretty obvious how I ended up in various situations like that, but this one, not so much.
Yeah.
What do you
have to say for yourself?
No. I've had those before. Are you learning anything here? I've had those.
Yeah.
Look at where you are and what you're doing. No, this was not that. Other than maybe I knew when I went for that third piece of pizza, I thought you've had two, you're full. There's no point in having another piece of pizza. But is that what kept me up all night long and had me in somebody's yard? I'm glad they didn't have pit bulls. They had grass, so it wasn't a dirt yard.
That's good.
Yeah.
And you got a good look at their lawn care, I'd imagine, and how successful it's been.
Yeah, recently mowed.
Yeah, nice.
Let's start the show officially. God, I'm going to have to run out of the room at some point. I won't, no more details. Boy. I promise no more. No, I want no more.
Thank you.
You won't hear any more about it.
Thank you.
Oh, God, though. Every time this happens to me, I'm reminded of how unpleasant it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your body is built to go forward 99.99% of the time and in reverse only very, very rarely. And it's not good at it. And it doesn't feel good.
Yeah. It's like the Seinfeld episode where he had a 6-year streak and it got ruined by that one cookie. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Friday, April the 12th, the year 2024. Life will not be a bore in 24. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Let's begin then officially. According to FCC rules and regulations, leaping into action, the show begins at mark.
In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's probably... You don't get worse luck than that.
Wow.
One of the many OJ jokes Norm MacDonald did back in the day that actually got him fired as the news guy at Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
This dude who ran NBC was close friends with OJ and told him to stop. But he couldn't stop because he was Norm MacDonald.
You got to admire that.
Yeah, you do. We've got minutes of Norm MacDonald doing OJ jokes for you a little bit later.
OJ Simpson.
Oh, my God. Did that get enough news coverage yesterday? And I think for good reason. The more I read about it, the more I'm convinced it does deserve this much attention. It was such a turning point in so many things. The whole era that we live in now that we often bitch about started then. That yes. is the bright line of when this all started.
I would agree, Juice, and I'm trying to remember. I'm racking my brain for all the analysis we did and others have done. Is there a single aspect of the trial that made the world better?
No, or news coverage. That's the thing that really changed. And news coverage, what it is now, started with OJ. It wasn't like that before. I can read some columns from Maureen Dowd in the New York Times and Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal about what the whole spectacle did to the country and how we've never gotten out of it. Mm. And just the nonstop panels with all the experts, it might be hard to remember, and if you're not old enough, you don't remember. That started then. That wasn't going on before OJ. That started with OJ. And the one story overblown, that wasn't overblown, but one story overblown, all the blah, 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 entertainment journalism. NBC went with OJ every night. Peter Jennings on ABC, which had been number one forever, refused to go OJ every night. NBC passed ABC, and everything changed.
Wow.
And that's how we got. And it led right into Lewinsky coverage, which led into Bush v. Gore coverage, which just led into Kardashians and whatever else. I mean, just this is where we are. Very exciting. Thanks, OJ.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like he's not really the Juice anymore.
Yeah, you're right. Oh my God. David Ross Schwimmer.
Oh, I don't feel like Jack anymore. How does mailbag look?
Oh, it's fine, and we have Clips of the Week coming up as well in moments.
All that's on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Thank you for being here. A lot to squeeze in on this last day of our work week, anyway. Got a great freedom-loving quote of the day, some really intriguing mailbag on the way as well. But first, let's take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cow Clips of the Week.
Cicadas are coming.
And such devilry.
The question is why.
I don't know anything.
I'm flabbergasted.
Chris is cow. Clips of the week.
So can I have 30 milkshakes? And also some chicken.
It is like a gigantic bark.
As I said to you maybe before we started, I don't remember how I said it when we started.
Altogether, this administration will begin to cancel up to $20,000 in interest for millions of borrowers.
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics approved a new policy banning transgender women from participating in most of its sports programs.
Wobot is an app on your phone, kind of a pocket therapist that uses the text function to help manage problems like depression.
We have to modernize psychotherapy.
And so when these fools ask us if Israel has a right to exist, the chant "Death to Israel" has become the most logical chant.
Does the president condemn that?
Yes.
I think what he's doing is a mistake. I don't agree with his approach. I think it's outrageous.
Iran certainly will respond in the next 5-10 days, probably go after an Israeli consulate.
It is every 375 years for a total solar eclipse to occur on any one point in the planet. What do you think about that?
I'm so lucky to do it young, too. Yeah, it's amazing.
I had tingles.
We felt something truly miraculous.
And I want to do it again. It was so wonderful.
And the second verse is the same as the first. UConn repeats as national champion.
It is perfection for South Carolina. 38 games, 38 wins, and their third national championship.
Yeah, I'm sad we lost this game, but I'm also so proud of myself. I'm so proud of my teammates. I'm so proud of this program.
2 months ago, O.J. Simpson dispelled rumors that he was close to death. But Thursday, we learned he lost his battle with cancer.
I'm just saying.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Wow, there's a lot there. That was all this week. No wonder I'm so tired all the time. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. Continuing with a series I've really been enjoying from John Dickinson, known at the time as the penman of the revolution for his brilliant writings. now more or less forgotten by most Americans. I suppose, in fairness, there are only so many founding papas you can kind of memorize and remember who they are, but Dickinson was an eloquent man. For instance, he said, "Let these truths be indelibly impressed on our minds, that we cannot be happy without being free, that we cannot be free without being secure in our property, and that we cannot be secure in our property if, without our consent, others may by right take it away, that taxes imposed on us by Parliament do thus take it away." Worth reminding ourselves that the pursuit of happiness, in the phrase life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, referred to economic prosperity, property rights. And that in our very strange, if you have something, it's because you cheated upside down ethos, people have come to view your right to your property as somehow, or your right to control your property or hold on to it is somehow shameful. It's straight out of Marx, the idea that there should be no private ownership of property or possessions. Not down with y'all. Mailbag. Can't go there. Not gonna go there. Don't go there. Got this lovely note from Susan. Referencing our discussion about Jonathan Haidt's new book, The Anxious Generation, and the excellent subtitle, which I don't have in the studio anymore, about how we're rewiring our children's childhood. She mentions that her friend Lenore worked on two chapters of the Haidt book, and Lenore is working hard for an organization called Let Grow, which is very, very much in favor of the free-range parenting thing and is working with state legislatures to reform their child neglect laws. And this is oversimplifying it because we're going to talk about it more later, but so that not having your children constantly under your gaze is not considered neglect, because it's not neglect. It's freedom. It's letting your kids run free to a reasonable extent. So more on that to come. Love that organization and what they're doing. Jack and Joe, writes Katie in L.A. As always, thanks for your entertaining and informative show. You're welcome. Talking about the young man who's complaining about how he can't afford to live, the American dream is dead, and the rest of it. My reaction's the same as Jack's. Let's see where else you're spending your money. Have you ever seen these women in low-paying jobs like cashiers with long, bejeweled, fake nails? Mm. Do you know they spend around $80 to $100 to get them done at the salon? She says every week, but I don't know if you have to get them done every week. And then I love this sentence. And Katie mentions elsewhere that she is an immigrant to our fair land. Is the American dream really dead, or have people forgotten they have to pursue it and sacrifice to get there?
Or have our expectations just gotten too high over a little run of good luck for the size of house we ought to have, how new our car should be, the kind of vacations we should get to go on?
How peaceful the world should be, even.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Dave in Davis, great note. I'll try to squeeze it in. Speaking of lack of coverage of the U.S. hostages still in Gaza, not a word on the hostages, let alone the U.S. hostages in media. Compare that to the daily coverage, Brittany Griner, the basketball player held in a Russian jail.
Oh, man.
Compare also the administration's response in which they traded notorious Russian arms dealer Victor Boot, but they made no fuss about the U.S. hostages held by Hamas.
Yeah, we got to talk about the impending, looming attack from Iran.
Armstrong and Getty.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
The Biden administration is bracing for Iran to strike Israel, possibly in the coming days. The president has warned that Tehran is threatening a significant attack, and the top U.S. military commander in the Middle East is now in Israel to discuss this threat. The State Department is also putting new travel restrictions on U.S. personnel in Israel. Iran has vowed to retaliate for the attack on its consulate in Syria last week that killed several Iranian commanders.
Probably the most important story in the world right now, story that grew throughout the day. Originally, it was reports that we have intelligence that Iran is going to attack through their proxies to some Israeli interests. By the end of the day, it was this Iranian attack expected on Israel in the next 2 days. Israel is preparing for a direct attack from Iran on southern or northern Israel as soon as in the next 24 to 48 hours. And this was printed middle of the day yesterday. Earlier this week, U.S. intelligence reports showed that an attack on Israel assets, as I said, by Iran or its proxies could be imminent, but a source now says it appears the attack could be within Israel's borders. A U.S. official with knowledge of the matter said late yesterday that American intelligence reports indicate an Iranian retaliatory strike within days. As opposed to Israeli interests other places, Netanyahu came out with a statement right away, vowing to respond, "Whoever harms us, we will harm them. We are prepared to meet all of the security needs of the state of Israel, both defensively and offensively." Our president and SecDef both put out statements saying, make no mistake, we stand firm by Israel in case Iran thinks that there are big enough cracks between us now, I guess, that they feel like they could get away with attacking Israel. Maybe wouldn't come to their defense, but the SecDef and the president tried to make it sound as if no cracks if you attack Israel. Khamenei, the guy who runs Iran, has yet to decide on the plans, according to this source. He is concerned a direct attack could backfire, with the projectiles being intercepted and Israel responding with a massive retaliation on Iran's strategic infrastructure. CNN reported late last night that the U.S. forces in the Middle East have been put on high alert to prepare for the potential Iranian attacks that could come any hour. And one more thing. This is from the OSINT. I don't know if you ever follow that on Twitter. They're an open source. I actually heard an interview with the person that works there at the open source saying that like 90% of the information you want about anything is open source. You just have to know where to look for it. It's not hidden or you got to know somebody. It's out there being reported.
And were you fairly impressed by the interview? Because I've taken that Twitter account pretty seriously.
Oh yeah,
it seemed credible.
Oh yeah, and the people that follow it. I mean, it's like the you know people that are very serious people follow this.
Okay,
and follow what they have to say. Officials with the Biden administration are becoming increasingly worried that the Iranian regime has made the final decision to conduct a larger than usual aerial attack on Israel, consisting of several coordinated strikes using missiles and drones from multiple fronts. In coming days, they believe the attack could come as soon as this weekend, but that Iran is attempting to calibrate the attack is to not overplay their hand. So Politico's reporting was, their headline was, Iran wants to hit Israel while avoiding retaliation from Washington. Well, good luck with threading that needle.
Yeah, it's all very interesting to me. As the Wall Street Journal put it, a person briefed by the Iranian leadership, however, said that while plans to attack are being discussed, no final decision has been made. The fact that people briefed by the mullahs or the Revolutionary Guard are talking to the media You don't go rogue on the Revolutionary Guard or you'll be hanged in public. So to add that to what you were saying, it's obvious to me that the Iranian regime is thinking, all right, we got to throw a big enough punch that we don't lose credibility with our people, including the various factions of Iran that are constantly fighting for power. We got to look good and tough, but we don't want to start a real fight. Because Uncle Sam will get involved. Little do they know, our president has no spine. But so it's interesting to me how open all of this is.
Well, is it? Or do we just have good sources? So you can go back over the last couple of years. We told the Ukrainians, you're about to be attacked. And they got attacked. And we told Russia, you're about to have a terrorist attack. And they had a terrorist attack. Exactly like mm-hmm. we knew was going to happen. And we told Iran themselves that they were going to have an attack on that big funeral procession. And they ignored us and that happened. We have been pretty good at it, that knowing what was about to happen various places. And then saying it out loud with, I guess, the hope that, hey, we were watching you. We got people inside. We know what's going on. You better not do it. And
I think
some cases they've gone ahead and done it.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely possible. But again, I think the key phrase is that a person briefed by Iranian leadership talked to the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
I doubt that's a leaker, but I don't know. I don't know.
Or more than one source, obviously, is possible. But we have.
If this were not real life with real people dying, it would be so interesting to watch unfold. Because of the dynamics you've been discussing.
Well, a direct attack on Israel with multiple missiles directly from Iran and not a proxy would be a huge deal. Iran would go, Israel would go apace.
Yes. What if it were, just thinking through various scenarios, if I'm like an assistant mullah, I don't know how that works. What do you got, the assistant under mullah to the mullah or something? I'm going to tell the head mullah. I'm going to say, all right, here's what we do. Couple of big bombs, okay? That's something really impressive, maybe a drone or two. And we blow up like a garden shed in the middle of nowhere. Big kaboom, practically no damage. We can show the video on our domestic news. Talk about how we punched the great Satan and its little brother right in our eye, but nobody's going to get too mad.
Yeah, I wonder if everybody can back-channel that, if Iran can back-channel that to Israel somehow and say, yeah, we gotta make it look like we're really coming after you, but we're not. Just want to make it clear we're not. Everybody.
I wonder, because that happens. So that happens a lot.
I forget which publication I was reading, because all three of the big newspapers had great in-depth stories on this. But one of them, we're back channeling to Iran. Well, what I was just saying a little bit earlier. Hey, look, there's no daylight between us and Israel. You're attacking Israel, you're attacking us. Just letting you know. Don't do it.
Right.
Because I could see how Iran could have made the calculation. Oh, the days of attacking Israel means attacking the United States are over. And we're trying to let them know it's not. Now, whether it is or not is a different question.
Yeah, again, back to the lack of spine there on Pennsylvania Avenue. I find it instructive or again, interesting that this is why back channels and red phones and hotlines exist. The one thing you don't want...
Bat signals?
For instance, is a misunderstanding. And it's crazy, isn't it? Because the popular portrayal of this sort of thing is that it's very dynamic and nobody's quite sure how it's going to end. And sometimes that is the case, and that's when it gets scary. But often everybody's kind of aware of what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, well, like the Cuban Missile Crisis came down to, you know, a couple people communicating through back channels to try to calm that thing down.
Yeah.
Next 24 or 48 hours, and we're a good dozen, 18 hours into that timetable. So that'll make it for a spicy weekend. If Israel's full-on at war with Iran, and I don't know who comes to whose help, we come to Israel's help. Syria, at least, they're getting jumpy yesterday, comes to Iran's, has Iran's six, as they say. But I don't know who else.
And I wish I still had it in front of me when we did that fascinating look at the various populations of the countries around the world last week. I was shocked how big a country Syria is.
You know, and now I'm getting into my Jack predicts World War III territory, but man, if you're even close to ready to go as China to go after Taiwan, I don't know why you wouldn't do it while we in Israel at war with Iran. That'd be a pretty big distraction.
Yeah, I continue to maintain on that topic that China would risk an economic collapse, which they cannot afford if they were to do that. Back to Israel for a moment. The Journal, which has been very much not the New York Times in terms of being fair, reporting on the conflict with Hamas, that's supportive of Israel, our ally. Their headline today is Israel wins Gaza battles but risks losing the war. Tactical gains have not achieved Israel's strategic goals, and many in Israel's military blame Netanyahu for avoiding hard political decisions. Including, you know, what are we going to do after we kill as many of these guys as we can? What then? What does it look like? And, you know, in fairness, nobody has a good answer to that question. I mean, Tom Friedman with his column the other day in which he said, this is what we've got to do. This is clearly what has to happen. Listen to me. I'm an intellectual. Okay, it's 95% doomed. It's got practically no chance to succeed. But come on now.
Well, but it is still true, if you're Israel and you're Netanyahu, we have to kill all of Hamas. That is an excellent question, I would say, if I'm at Netanyahu or any Israeli. What happens to Gaza after we're done? I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. But regardless, we have to kill everybody in Hamas.
You know what my favorite thing is about this job? Is we get to say out loud stuff that everybody else is afraid to or has too much class to in some cases. But if I was looking at this conflict like from the perspective of a historian, 500 years down the line or 1,000 or whatever, or even 200... And I'm not advocating this as Joe Getty human being. I'm just saying this is the obvious way it unfolds historically. Is you would take out Hamas to whatever extent you could, and then you would flood Gaza with your population. Mm. You would. And Israel's been remarkably hands-off and restrained in Gaza since 2006. Dangerous as it was to have Hamas running a territory right next door. They would colonize that area. That's the only option. From the perspective of survival and success of one regime. Now, if you want me to argue the Palestinian side in a second, I will. This is an academic exercise. You want to so thoroughly occupy that land, it becomes your land completely. And if you have 80% of the population loyal to you, it makes it much, much easier to root out the radicals and evildoers and that sort of thing. The only other plan I've really heard touted is that Tom Friedman got 1 in 20 chance of working one more shot at a two-state solution deal. As I've occasionally said on the golf course, I've looked everywhere else. It has to be here. I mean, you're out of possibilities.
But the people, the Palestinians, according to polling, don't want a two-state solution.
Right. Oh, that's part... Yeah,
are you going to force it on them?
I appreciate you pointing that out. That's one more reason I don't see any option for Israel. Well, they have two options. And sorry to speak in somewhat disgusting medical terms, but they can continue to have... Well, I'm not going to. It's just too gross. They can continue
to have... Thank you for pulling back.
Yeah. It's a rare moment of restraint. They can continue to have this infection.
Hmm.
I just couldn't come up with a better way to express it. That they keep under control forever.
And occasionally, not after October 7th, you can't do that. You can't do that anymore.
Again, this is an academic exercise. I agree with you, but you keep it under control. You have the occasional violent, deadly, horrifying flare-up where your people are murdered and raped and your children set on fire.
And then
you try to tamp it down again. But see, that's what the world won't say out loud.
Right.
That's... possibility number one. Possibility number two is they take the land like every power has for the entire history of humankind, to the point that it's no longer a threat. Go ahead, say it out loud. It's liberating. It's ugly. Well, what are you going to do with the Palestinian people? We'll work that out. Again, I'm not advocating for this, but that's reality. Yeah. Wake up.
I think those are the only two options. Yeah, you're right. Nobody wants to deal with the fact that those are the only two options.
Anybody got an alternative? Yeah, drop us an email, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Lord knows virtually everybody around the world would love to hear your wisdom.
Yeah, Katie's headlines coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Elizabeth Warren is full of fabulous ideas, and one of her latest is the idea that you would just give all your tax information to the IRS, and they would do your tax return for you and figure out how much you owe. An idea to which every air-sucking Homo sapien in America said, no thanks. That glitchy, idiotic, expensive program next hour, among other things. Let's figure out who's reporting what right now with Katie Green's lead story. Katie, what do you have?
All right, let's start with ABC News. U.S. tries to avert Iranian retaliatory attack on Israel amid threat of wider regional conflict.
Yeah, I'd say there's that threat. And I don't think anybody wants it. As we were discussing last segment, we will all watch it unfold probably this weekend.
From the New York Times. Immigrants in Maine are filling a labor gap. It may be a prelude for what the rest of the U.S. might see.
Saw that. Really interesting. It just states, look, these jobs that are kind of difficult, we're not going to do them anymore. We Americans, we're going to import folks to do it because it's cold and dirty. Ugh.
NBC News. Special counsel Jack Smith urges Supreme Court to reject Trump's presidential immunity claim.
Yeah, that one is a really, really intriguing constitutional topic. And it's amazing. It hasn't been dealt with until now, but it's not going to be all black or all white. No way.
From USA Today, Mike Johnson and Donald Trump to promote bill to prevent non-citizens from voting.
Yeah, which is not really necessary, I don't think. It's much more important that they're being seen together, shaking hands. We're on the same team. Trump lending Johnson his support. That's big.
From Fox News, food costs soar as Biden hands out massive $7.4 billion for student loans.
Yeah, that's a pretty good headline. Oh, we've got some wonderful tape for you next hour. of, well, I don't want to give too much away, but it's pretty funny. The one of the Biden apologists getting interrupted by the inflation news.
Anyway. Oh, jeez. From the New York Post. Apple accused of anti-Semitism for suggesting Palestine flag when iPhone users typed Jerusalem. But tech giant says it's a bug. So you know, like when you type words when you're texting, sure, it'll give you certain emoji suggestions as well.
Right.
Well, apparently when you type the word Jerusalem, the Palestine flag was popping up. And now it's not happening. So I'm assuming they fixed it.
Apple, love you. That's not a bug. That's your employees doing something deliberately and people becoming aware of it.
From Study Finds. Survey. Grocery shopping while hungry leads to $26 in extra food purchases.
Oh, guaranteed. That's some of the truest truisms that's ever been uttered. Don't grocery shop hungry, please. I've done it many times.
And finally, the Babylon Bee. O.J. Simpson excited for God to tell him who the real killer was.
Okay. All right. Enjoy hell, O.J. I hope there's a hell. We've had various listeners writing in, describing what tortures Satan might inflict. I have my own imagination. I really don't need your help. But thank you for the note. So much to come next hour. I hope you can hang around.
Armstrong and Getty.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.